several deep
furrows.
You might admire some farmer's wheat, and you say it looks like you're going to have a good
good crop of wheat.
Okay, if somebody come along in a wooded area and cut down all the trees, you might say that he did what to the land? He
cleared the land.
You cut the hay, grows up again, and you cut it again. You call that the
second crop.
Mrs. If you remember other words too, I mean, don't let us dominate here. But I noticed a while ago we had a little bit different pronunciation. Whatever you do, by all means, I don't want you to be tired or anything. You know. You would call it second cutting.
Well,
second cutting,
yes.
I've heard him call it that too.
You might use both, you think?
Now? Yeah, both.
All right. Now, you have
I think really second cutting is a little more, because I know when they advertise hay, they usually say second cutting.
That means it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, if you have some wheat and you put it together in a unit of some sort, you put it together in a what do you call this unit of wheat?
Bin?
Sorry?
A bin?
You mean where they store it?
No, I mean you cut it and scoop it up
in a shock.
Shock?
Yeah.
Shock.
You wouldn't call it a bundle.
Yes, you first put it in a bundle, then you put the bundles in a shock.
You put five,
isn't it five?
Yes, five or six, I think they used to put two on top.
And they call that a shock.
Five or six bundles in a shock. You wouldn't call it a bind.
No.
Oh, they did years ago.
A bind would
before
be...
Before our time, they've
the bind
the bundles with the... Well, they have
no,
to...
No, he said they call it a bind.
Oh.
They didn't call it a bind.
No, we didn't hear
I
them.
I know. Now, if the wheat is in baskets, you might say, well, they're 40. We got 40...
Acres.
Or a
bushel.
Bushel.
40 bushel. Now, how about the corn, the unit that it gets together in? Do you ever put it together in a unit of some sort? Well, it's...
You mean
not
in a
the
crib?
Ears, not the ears. I mean the rest.
No.
You never put...
Well, they used to... What did they call it when we used to... In the fall, some people used to cut corn.
Oh. Halloween, you see these...
Yeah.
No, well, it was
shock,
wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Call it corn shock.
How many sheaves did it have in a shock? Or do you use the word sheave?
Oh, quite a...
But we didn't call it sheave for corn. Oh, I don't know, they just put a whole bunch of stalks
of
together. I don't remember that. That's been... You don't see that anymore.
Okay, kind of hard to talk about that.
No.
How about the oats? What did they do to the oats? I know they got new machines.
Well, you mean what they used to do or what they do now?
Now, what they used to do.
Well, they put that, they shocked that too.
The binder,
binder
and bound the bundles.
But this special time of the year when you did all the work, you'd have all these men come in, you'd hire...
Harvest time.
And you'd call it, you'd say sometimes you cooked for...
Threshers.
And then what? Using the same word, the word threshers, these were the men who did something to the oats.
Who did the thrashing.